Surprise! Harry the Hedgehog lived in the woods. He had prickly spines on his back. Whenever the hedgehog was scared, he curled himself up, keeping his tiny limbs under his tummy. All one could see were the sharp, prickly spines. Ford the fox loved playing tricks. One day, he saw Harry wandering on his own. An idea came to his mind. Surprise! Ford jumped out suddenly, landed in front of Harry and shouted. Harry didn't see that there was a piece of rock next to him. Harry tripped over and hurt himself from his prickly spines. Ouch! I'm sorry, Harry. I didn't mean it. Ford apologized and helped him up. Harry felt very dizzy. He went home for a rest. The next day, Ford brought some fruits as gifts and went to visit Harry early in the morning. What happened to you, Harry? You have inflated. Ford was stunned when he saw the hedgehog. The hedgehog used to be as tiny as an orange, but now he was as big as a watermelon. I don't know. I felt sick all night, he cried. When I woke up this morning, I could barely walk. You need a doctor right now. Ford brought Harry to Dr. Bear in the clinic. Dr. Bear, please help him, he pleaded. Don't worry. The doctor asked Harry what had happened to him the previous day. Ford explained embarrassingly. Dr. Bear examined the poor animal thoroughly and had it X-rayed. There is space under your skin, Harry. And the air went in when you fell yesterday. Dr. Bear explained. Now, I will let the air out, and you will feel much better. How do you let the air out of him? Ford was curious. The hedgehog is now like a balloon. All we need to do is to pop it. Dr. Bear flashed a sharp, pointy needle. Oh no! Harry screamed when he saw the needle and wriggled. Relax. The doctor patted Harry gently. He released some air for him and gave him some medicine. Under the care of the doctor, Harry recovered well. Ford took care of Harry and they became good friends. Ford then knew that he should not play such kinds of tricks any more.